This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and welfare of the people. The president was addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in Parliament House on the first day of the budget session today. Highlighting various schemes of the government, the president said it has been decided to expand the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana to provide new houses to 3 crore additional families across the country. She said the Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh campaign has been started for 5 crore tribal people. She said her government under the Ayushman Bharat scheme has decided to provide health insurance to 6 crore senior citizens aged 70 years or above. The president said her government has placed special focus on the education of youth and creating new employment opportunities. She added that 1 crore youth will be provided internships in the top 500 companies of the country. She said a modern education system is being provided to students under the National Education Policy. On women's empowerment, she said the government is working with the vision of women-led development. She said banking and digi-payment sakhis are playing an instrumental role in financial inclusion. The president said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link project has been completed and now the country will be connected by railway line from Kashmir to Kanyakumari.
देश में आप 71,000 वंदे भारत अमृत भारत और नमो भारत ट्रेन चल रही है जिनमें पिछले 6 माह में ही 17 नए वंदे भारत और 1 नमो भारत ट्रेन को जोड़ा गया है वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन और वाकफ अधिनियम संशोधन जैसे कई महत्वपूर्ण विषय पर भी सरकार ने तेज गति से कदम आगे बढ़ाए
Highlighting the initiatives taken to build a robust digital infrastructure in the country, the president said her government has used digital technology as a tool for social justice and equality. She added that the India AI mission has been started in the field of artificial intelligence. She also lauded the digital payment system, saying that small shopkeepers are getting benefit from this. Expressing concern over the rising cases of cybercrime, she said her government is taking concrete measures to curb cyber frauds. News just in, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the copy of the Economic Survey 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha, and the Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Viksit Bharat.
मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत का जो संकल्प देश ने लिया है ये बजट एक नया विश्वास पैदा करेगा नई ऊर्जा देगा कि देश जब आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब विकसित होकर रहेगा 140 करोड़ देशवासी अपने सामूहिक प्रयास से इस संकल्प को परिपूर्ण करेंगे
Mr. Modi said the people have given his government the responsibility for the third time to run the country, and this will be the first complete budget of this term. He said it is a matter of great pride that India has completed 75 years as a democratic nation and has established itself well on the global pedestal. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the nation cannot prosper without the contribution of half of humanity. Addressing the Foundation Day celebrations of the National Commission for Women in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said the country for the first time gave a constitutional prescription for 1/3 reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislatures. In Punjab, 9 people have died and 15 have been injured in a road accident in Ferozpur today. According to official sources, collision between a pickup truck and a canter resulted in the death of many people who were travelling in the pickup truck. In men's cricket, India will face England in the 4th T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune this evening at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.